Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. You got my scotch?
Yeah, it's a scotch kind of a night. Let's go.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. A show where me and my folks get together and rap about the week's mathematics. See what's going on in their hood, my hood, your coast, my coast. What's popping in the news, what's popping in the sports world. A lot of topics to get tonight. Shout out to Stephanie last week for giving us a great discussion on bees. I never would have thought we would have such a good discussion on such tiny little insects, but we did. Learned a lot, had a good information last week. So thank you, Stephanie, again for joining us, and you're welcome to come back on anytime. Tonight, what's tonight? June 10th, 2021. We're on episode 600. That's a lie. I don't know what episode. But it's a whole lot of them. But welcome, June 10th. Summer is upon us. I don't know if it's officially summer yet. I guess it's still spring, but it's hot, man. It's been hot out here. Storms are coming through. So you know it's summertime. So if you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on all the social medias. I never respond to them. But shout out to everybody who leaves comments, leaves like little notes and all that stuff. I'm terrible with social media. So, you know, but I still appreciate y'all doing it. So keep leaving it and keep checking for us. I guess we will get right to it. I got my man Hove on the line. My man Hove's on vacation. Hove, welcome to the offer. How you doing tonight, my brother?
What's going on, D? How you doing, bro?
Not much. You on vacation, man. It should sound like a party in there, man. Y'all should be in there taking shots.
Nah, buddy. None of that. Just over here watching these Nets about to go 3-0.
I hope they lose tonight, man. I'm looking for big contributions from Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm hoping that the Greek.
Yeah, we talked about this already. Yeah, we need to support tonight.
Nah, man, you're a Sixers fan now, man. You went to the Sixers game last night, sat in the building. Got your nephew a little towel, a little flag. Man, how did it feel to be a part of Sixer Nation last night?
I mean, I'm not a part of that nation at all, but it was a good game. I enjoyed myself. Shout out to my cousin for the ticket.
He was in there clapping when we won?
Nah, we walked out. But I did get a lot of random high fives that I just decided not to turn down.
You're part of Sixer Nation. Oh, I wish I was there, man, so I could take a picture, man. You're out here cheering for us, man. I like it. Come on home, man. Ain't that a Jay-Z song? Ain't he your favorite rapper? Come on home, man. Come on back to Sixer Nation, man.
Yeah, man, we're waving that Brooklyn flag right now.
All right, well, good to have you on. DJ C Sirens in the building. DJ C Siren, you going to stay awake tonight? We got to talk about Prince, your boy. It's his birthday. His birthday or did he die? What the hell did I just say?
It was a celebration of his birthday.
Okay. Well, we'll get to Prince in a second. How you doing tonight? You doing all right?
Yeah, all right.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Got my man Blur on the line. There you go, Blur. Blur, what's happening? Welcome to the Off-Ramp, my brother.
Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it. Glad to be here. Feeling blessed and highly favored, as usual.
Good to hear. Glad to have you on, as usual. And last but not least, I got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, man. You sent me a video of you hooping in New York, just out here tackling cats on the basketball court. I wish you'd put that on the group chat, man. It's one of the greatest videos I've seen, man. You definitely belong in crying faces for that, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Like I tell everybody, I was on my Ron Artest shit back in the day, yo.
Glad to have you on, as always. All right, man. Well, let's get this thing started. As always, I open the floor to everyone, ladies first. DJ C-Sire, anything you want, particularly you want to talk about? Now, you know I want to talk bad about Prince. Do you want to have that conversation now, or is there something else you want to talk about? I don't want to talk bad about Prince. I just think we need to put him in perspective.
No, I don't want to. Let's move to something first. Something else.
All right, so you got nothing. So, Hove, you got anything you want to discuss? I hope I got us on mute.
My bad. I heard you.
Oh, you good.
Nah, I ain't got nothing in particular. I mean,
okay.
If we start going into sports, I'd love to have a nice conversation about Giannis, but I'll save that for once you run out of topics. So.
All right, we'll do that second half. We can talk about how Giannis is a number one, and you're bugging, thinking that he's a second tier player. We can have that discussion second hour. Blur, anything you got?
No, nothing to think of. That's off top. I definitely want to hear this Giannis take, yo.
All right, we'll definitely save that when DJ C-Sire goes to bed. New York, New York, you got anything?
Not really. I just want to understand how the government got so much money, but they got cheap toilet paper in their facilities. But we could get to that some other time.
Well, what facilities are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the rented spaces, the leasing office that they got, they always got cheap toilet paper in that joint, and I don't rock with it.
Look, as a person who takes dumps everywhere, yo, that's how I got pink eye. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude. He calls me to get pink eye because I was taking a dump in the bathroom when he called me, and he never calls me, so I thought something was wrong. So I picked it up in mid-wipe and didn't realize that I was contaminating myself. Yeah, man, toilet paper's rolled dice, man. You gotta be sure. You gotta be sure wherever you're going that you know where you're going and you know what you're getting into. You know? If not, then you just gotta. I don't know, man. You just gotta pray, because it's rough out there. All right, well, if nobody got anything. Oh, I got a new call tonight, my man. Let me give you a nickname. So, we like to keep nicknames for anonymity purposes. I never want anyone to get fired from their jobs. Us chopping it up. So I'm gonna call you the Philadelphia Michael Phelps. Welcome to the off ramp. How you holding up?
I'm going to just go ahead and re-nickname myself to Aqua Nuke. Thank you very much.
Aqua Nuke. Hey.
But we doing good.
I don't want any of our talking trash to fire anybody. Look, if people fire me, I'm okay with it. I don't want to get nobody else in trouble. Aqua Nuke.
Oh, good. Aqua Nuke is not the government, so we straight.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, so usually I keep everyone off mute. You know, I like to keep an open conversation. Just put yourself on mute if you got stuff going on in the background so that, you know, not too much feedback comes in through the radio. And feel free to jump in. So, well, let me ask you this. Aquanoop, anything you want to discuss tonight? I always go through the room to see if anybody has any topics they want to discuss. Anything you want to discuss tonight?
I'll go with the flow. It's all good.
Okay. Well, first, let's get this act out the way. Some news just came out about Shock G. They determined his cause of death. The man had a whole bunch of stuff in him. Trying to pull it up. Yeah, fentanyl, meth, alcohol in the system. What else did he have, DJ C-Sire? Is that all fentanyl, alcohol, and meth? I didn't think black people did meth. I guess you never know. But it's still a sad and tragic death, but, like, does it – I mean, I guess why is everybody taking fentanyl? Like, well, I guess, I mean, Prince died. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson died because of fentanyl. What did Michael Jackson die from?
Propofol.
Ain't that the same thing?
No.
That's what happens when you talk to
No, it's not.
They all got the nulls. They all nulls. They got to be in the same family.
It's not fentanyl. It's fentanyl. And two.
My mama called fentanyl. I'm going to call fentanyl.
No. Michael
Jackson's totally different. It was a drug, but it wasn't a pain reliever. He was taking
a drug that they give you before surgery to make you go to sleep.
Why is it? Is this just like heroin? Like, is this like...
Heroin's pain reliever. What are you talking about?
Shot June. I'm talking about
shot June. Fentanyl is... Yeah.
That's what heroin users take to get off heroin, don't they?
No,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not. Look, I know marijuana.
You went by your 101 tonight.
Look, bro. Once you start getting into all the nulls and stuff, I would love to try. We've had this discussion. I would love to try mushrooms. That's probably the only genetically thing.
Genetic.
Oh, those are natural? I thought they made them in the lab. I didn't know there was like there's stuff that grows in the woods that gets you that high.
Yeah, we could. I'll talk about that. I got some experience with that.
Oh well, let's hear it. Let's hear about the mushroom story. We can get back to well, Shock G, rest in peace. Stay off the meth. Don't do meth. That's really all I got. But let's get into the mushroom story. See, I want to take mushrooms, but I'm going to go out to my man's spot in Arizona where I'm in the desert so I'm safe because I'm a big dude. It ain't too many, like, if I go crazy, ain't too many people can stop me. So, no, see, like, I want to be in, like, a safe room. So, Aquaman, have you done mushrooms before? See, this is why I give everybody fake names.
Yeah, man. We went in college and I guess a couple years ago when I went to Amsterdam, we tried it again. The college experience was a little better, though.
What?
But, so you want to know, like, how they feel, what they make you do? That's what you want to know?
Yeah, like, am I going to, is there really a chance? Like, so I have a good, I have a good person. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. Does that mean I'm going to enjoy the mushroom? Or am I going to, like, find, like, some deep, dark, like, repressed, like, memories of, like, my father and my mother fighting, and then I'm going to go crazy.
So I never went above and beyond mushrooms, but what you're talking about sound more like a LSD or acid or something like that. I never did anything like that.
Okay.
But mushrooms is, I would say at first, you know, similar to weed, everything is funny. You're laughing at everything. Then you might feel like a little sensation in your stomach where it's kind of like, oh, I feel a little seasick or might throw up, but nobody throws up though. You just feel it. But then after that, you start seeing stuff. Like it's like a hallucinogen, depending on which mushrooms you take, cause there are different kinds. But that first one, we ain't really know much. We were in college. One of our friends had done it more than the rest of us, so they made sure that we were safe, only eat a certain amount. When you eat more than you should, like the OD on mushrooms, that's when you start wilding out. But it's not wilding out like going to a deep, dark place. It's just being real paranoid. That's what I saw. Because one of the people in the room, they didn't take their allotted, you know, measurement and just grab the bag and start eating it like a snack. And after a while, they were just in the corner going crazy, just paranoid. But one thing I would say, remember the, I think it was the first or second Eminem CD. He had a song about mushrooms. And if you listen to that song, that kind of vividly describes how you feel if you have too much mushroom. I never did it, had too much, but just from looking at the trend, that song, like, described it perfectly.
Oh, what'd you say? Do you remember what you saw? My bad, I thought you were done. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, in college, everybody's got posters, like blacklight posters and naked chick posters and all types of stuff like that. I had blacklight posters. I had a couple other, like, you know, music posters. One poster, blacklight poster, was like the Hear No Evil, See No Evil, Speak No Evil with the aliens. And, you know, one alien hands over the eyes, one hands over the mouth and ears. Poster, it looked like they were playing peekaboo with us. And everybody in the room saw this. And so that's the type of stuff you might see there. We had another poster. You might remember that singer Soleil back in the day used to be with Ginuwine. She had a poster where her hair was, you know, covering up her chest, and she was standing in a weird way. The hair covered up her chest and then, like, came down to the floor. But what we saw was the hair growing down the wall and just kind of waving and growing down the wall. After, you know, certain amount of time, everybody's just looking around the room, giggling, oh, look at that, look at that. The other crazy experience is everybody just feels like they want to go outside. The room starts to just feel small, and you start to feel trapped. And you're like, oh, man, I got to get out of here. I got to get out. You get outside, you feel better, you're happy again, and then you look up, and now, like, the trees are moving. The grass is growing in front of your face. So you just start to see, you know, just little crazy visual things. But that's the gist of it.
Okay. Now, what happened to the second one? The second one wasn't as fun?
The second one, this was in Amsterdam. They had a choice. Mushrooms from Mexico, mushrooms from here, mushrooms from there. So I was with some different people who had never done it. So I'm like, hey, look, man, I don't even know what I did the first time. I know it didn't look like this, but to tell you what kind of mushroom it was, I don't know. So, you know, we can listen to these people here, but just being safe, I would say try the lowest level if you never did it before. So that's what we did, and to me, I didn't really feel anything. The other people were saying they just felt like they had, like, some weed that wasn't strong. You know, they just felt like that. They didn't, none of us had the visual stuff, though.
Oh, okay. So it just wasn't as fun of a high. So you probably should have got the mint.
No.
You should have got the mint. So y'all got the
right.
Y'all got the shake and bake. Yeah, you should have. Yeah, I got the dirt weed. Y'all should have got on fries.
We should have got
something fries.
But
okay.
Amsterdam, the weed game is all good, so you don't really have to do too much and go crazy.
Okay, good story, man. I still want to try it. I'm going to get out to the desert. Go ahead, DJ Cesar.
That doesn't sound like it's something I want to try, or not more than once.
Well, if you're already outside and you become one with nature, like, you can imagine, like, you feel like you can grab a star or something, or you can see the grass growing in front of you. You know how cool that would be? Because you probably really are seeing the grass in front of you. You've opened different receptors in your brain cells. Or you could just be going crazy.
It sounds like a horror movie to me. It sounds like you're trapped in a scared house. And so my question is...
But it won't feel like that, though, because you'll be laughing the whole time.
Okay. Like, but, you know, I'm just seeing movies. Like, people laughing and then they start, like, getting scared or freaking out or, like, it's too intense. But I was like, so after your first experience, that, like, it was to a point, like, when you were in Amsterdam, you were like, oh, yeah, I want to, you know, that was.
Do it again.
Yeah, I want to do it again. That was a cool enough high. I want to definitely, like, experience that again.
Could you imagine, like, a girl's breast just consistently growing in front of you? Like, that would be great. Or just an ass just keep growing?
You can't keep growing. That's a monster.
I don't know about that. I would say that
I was
either one of those experiences didn't put me in the mood for seeing anybody naked. So you on your own with that one.
Well, ain't that what they do in, like, the desert? They go to Burning Man, get on mushrooms, and all start having sex and all this stuff. Ain't that how COVID happened? I thought that's what happened in Burning Man in Arizona. And they start doing art.
I don't know what type of stuff they do out there. I don't have that experience.
Okay. All right. Well, good story, Aquanoop. Good story. Anybody want to ask Aquanoop a question about mushrooms? One of these days, I'm going to try it. I just got to make sure I'm in a safe place. Anybody got anything? No? All right. All right. Well, good story. Good story. Next on the list, I guess since we talked about Shock G, did anybody want anything to say about Shock G? Anybody surprised by his toxicology report?
I'm not really surprised. I mean, he's a celebrity. He's rich, or maybe not rich, but he's got money. I mean, I think somebody might have said it on here. I heard it somewhere, like people who experience a certain level of fame, like there's no going back to a normal lifestyle for a lot of people. So that's why they continually use, like, a lot of heavy drugs. I don't know how true that is, but I'm never going to be surprised by hearing that celebrities or somebody with a little bit of fame, I don't want to say OD'd, or that they had drugs in their system, or they do drugs, hard drugs. I'll never be surprised by that.
I mean, but meth? Say hard.
Yeah,
drugs.
Man, I mean, when you get to meth. A certain, I mean, when you did it all, I mean, I'm pretty sure, that, I mean, look, I don't want to speak ill of the dead. I don't know what that man did. But I'm assuming after you've done coke and you'd have had the purest coke, what's next?
I would think going down to meth. I don't think meth means going up. Like, if you had the purest coke in the world, I would think that you would still want the purest coke. Is crack a better?
I mean, what if you like you built up the immune and you're just not getting that high anymore? Like, it don't get you as high. From what I understand about drugs, and I don't partake. That's not my vice. But I mean, once you don't get that high no more, you're chasing a higher high.
Coke. I mean, crack. If you
don't
coke,
then
you've done all
that,
you gotta go to crack, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense to me. But
I would think I guess crack is a more powerful high than cocaine.
Yeah.
That's why. But they cut it, so I mean, those type of drugs are my. I would like to try cocaine too because I think it would help me lose weight. But I don't I don't want to lose my nose. I don't want to get the Michael Jackson nose.
But your
rest in peace.
When you smoke it, it enters the bloodstream differently. You're crossing the blood-brain barrier quicker, so your body responds quicker. It's a shorter high, but that's just because it reaches the brain quicker. So, but it's more intense.
All types of drug talk tonight.
Yeah.
Don't do meth. All right, so who else tried? Somebody else tried to jump in with Shock G, and Blur got in there first. Who else got something with Shock G? Anybody?
No, that was mouthful. I was saying it ain't nobody gonna be as shocked as anybody as far as the dealers, because once they, you know what I mean, you know what the state gonna do? They gonna look for them dealers and they gonna charge them dealers.
Okay.
You lace that shit with fentanyl. Lace that shit with fentanyl. You lace that shit with fentanyl. Yeah, it's over for you. It's over for you. It's really over for you. And then even to speak on that, and just like up the look. First of all, I don't know anything about no drugs, so I don't know nothing. But there's studies that show that, I mean, depending on where, like if you used to getting high at a certain type of spot, all you have to do is change your location. Change your location. If you literally just get in a resistance to a high or something like that, all you have to do is literally change your location of where you're getting high at, and it will bring that same feeling back to you. But I don't know nothing about no drugs. Don't quote me on that. Nothing like that. You heard? I don't know nothing about nothing.
My man, New York, I ain't mad at you. Man, changing your spot. So if I get high all the time in my den and I feel like I'm getting too used to it, all I got to do is go downstairs in the basement and I'll regain that new high.
Yeah, even if just going outside, just changing your perspective, or just going outside, do it in your car. You know what I mean? You're going to look, the paranoia going to get you. It's going to send you skyrocket to the roof. But I don't know nothing about that, you heard?
All right. That's a lot of drug talk tonight. I like it. Let's solve this opioid crisis. All right, so speaking of drugs, Prince. let's just get right to it. Happy birthday, Prince. Hey, me and my wife have this argument all the time about Prince. And look, so, of course, his music was being played. Shout out to my man DJ B. He had an event last weekend rocking all Prince. I wasn't a huge fan of Prince. Of course, my mom was. All the women are huge fans of Prince. And, I mean, well, look, one of the greatest musicians I have ever seen. Never seen in person, of course. But, you know, I was at the age where I could have. But every time, like, you know, in the anniversary of his death, like, you start reading things and also, because it's an interesting story. He literally is, like, one of the best we've seen in our lifetime. So me and DJ C. Siren were just up, and she just got, you know, thank goodness for, like, BET videos. Because, like, when they have these birthdays and these anniversaries, they just play so much music from this artist that I would have never seen. So, like, they're just playing all of Prince's live performances and videos. And one video, this dude had on a button-up and assless chaps. Like, he didn't have any pants on. And, okay, I get it. It's Prince, right? So I just wanted to bring this discussion to the group because DJ C. Siren told me I was absolutely out of my mind. But I thought about the Rick James in that area. Who else was wild? George Clinton and all of them. Like, do you think Prince dressed like that because he just had to have some type of exorbitant style to be successful? What's the word that you said?
Exorbitant.
I missed the A-N-T. Do you think he dressed like that just because he had to have a style? Or do you think, like, because he looked like a woman a lot of times. But he wasn't gay. Now, there's anything wrong with it. I had a great joke about the gay Skittles that came out, but DJ C. Siren said, I'm not allowed to share. I think it's funny, but I don't want gay people to be mad at me. But, like, he dressed like how a woman would dress. And women thought he was the flyest thing ever. So I just wonder now, like, was that like a marketing? Like, do you think Prince dressed like that because he had great style? Or do you think it was a marketing thing for performance? Hove, if you got us off mute, if it ain't too loud, if you want to jump in, let me know. If not, then I'll just jump to Blur. All right, Blur, go ahead.
I think it's I would probably say marketing. The thing is, like, I don't know if we ever hear stories about Prince just being Prince. I'm pretty sure don't nobody, like, just live in a performance attire. Like, so you only hear stories about him, like, when he's performing, when he's as Prince. I don't even know what his real name was. But when he's, Michael Jenkins or something at home, maybe the dude just got some jeans and some Tims. But, I mean, when
his
he's Prince, when he's the artist, then, I mean, he's got to dress the part. I mean, and even back then, I know there wasn't no social media or something, but, like, you were kind of always on. I guess if you weren't in your house, you had to be that person. So I say marketing, but I guess, like, if you're not actively marketing, but you're, like, you know, all publicity is good publicity type deal. Like, yeah, he had to be in character. As much as Prince was a character, I know he was who he was, but, you know.
Was his real name Prince?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
That was his real name? His mom and daddy named him Prince? Did he have a mom and daddy, or he just have a mama?
Yeah, mom and dad.
Oh, I know he's a Jehovah's Witness. I usually, that determines some type of family missing structure. So I didn't know. Okay. His mom and dad really named him Prince?
Call him Skipper.
I guess you name a girl Princess.
Yeah.
Usually doesn't end well.
They call him Skipper.
From Prince? They call
Prince's
him Skipper?
Name is Skipper.
Why? Was he a captain of a boat?
I don't know. Black people in Minnesota.
Minnesota people are a little off.
They call him Skipper.
Okay. New York, what you think, man? You think Prince dressed like that because that was just his style, or you think it was just performance-based?
Look, I have no idea. Look, this is going to be a teachable moment for me. I know my mother loved Prince. She loved Prince. It's going to be a teachable moment for me. I don't know anything about him, but he has some good songs. But as far as anything else, I mean, Yeah, I mean, it really could be a marketing scheme, but I think certain type of it could be that could really be his true mannerisms. I don't know, or he can really just adapt to those true mannerisms. I have no idea, but shit. Salute to him.
This is an odd question.
Yeah.
Is your mother around? Because I would love to ask her why she liked Prince so much. Because I have to ask this question to all the women
that love
Prince. If she's around, you know, we'll be 100% respectful. Just tell her I got like 3 questions for her about Prince. And that's it.
Wait, do you really have to ask that question? Like, you don't know why people love Prince?
I don't know why women love Prince. And you'll see.
I would have to second that. I mean, other than the fact that he was a great artist, great musician, all of that, I mean, the love at times I do think was way above and beyond a normal singer. So I feel you.
Yep. Yo, Gun, I got her right here. I got her right here.
Mama New York. Mama New York in the building. Have technical difficulties. Is Mama New York in the building?
Hey, yeah, she's here.
Hey, Mama, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. I just have a question. So I'm talking to your wonderful son, such a great guy. We're talking about Prince because his birthday was this past weekend. And he told me you're a huge fan of Prince. Am I correct?
I am, yeah.
So I asked this question to my wife, and I asked this question to my mother and all women who love Prince. And I'm going to give you the floor, because I'm going to have some follow-up questions. Why do you love Prince so much?
I love Prince because, number one, you got to have 5 areas of, you can have more. But Prince is just a musical genius. Just right off the bat, okay? But, I mean, the instruments that he plays, just the way he arranges his music, his personality, you know, his just love and his passion for it. You can tell because, you know, we've heard the stories about him being in the studio all night, days, not eating, working. And believe it or not, he was a giver. And that is a good component. If you listen to other artists talk about Prince, you would know that, you know, he was just not a hog and he needed the attention. He'll come play with them, you know, support them. There's a lot of things that Prince has done as far as charity too, that a lot of people don't know about.
Okay, so you didn't say anything like my wife. So my wife loves Prince because she's just in love with him, thinks he's one of the sexiest men ever. And my question to you would be the same thing I would say to my wife. How can y'all love a man that would steal your shoes?
Well, actually, his feet is actually smaller than mine. So Prince was a size 5.5. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
No.
But he was a size 5.5.
I agree with it. I've actually, that has been my response to Beach Bone Gun before. He said the same thing, and I was like, Prince can't, I can't, he could, I couldn't wear his shoes, vice versa. My feet are too big.
But Prince, I would say, I don't want to say the only,
because I always hate to do that. But Prince is one of those artists that surpass that. You know what I mean? I mean, he can wear the heels, the tight pants, have his butt out, have a shirt with the holes in it, you know, and still be sexy, still be a sex symbol. Women still attracted to him. You know what I mean? So
but very few artists. And you're right.
Say that
again. You know, I understand Prince's greatness. You're absolutely right. But I don't understand how women can be so much in love with him because, like, if you two were together, the same thing I say to my wife, this is no disrespect. If you two were together, like if you were Prince's lover and you went to go out that night, a man like me would tell my wife, oh, you look nice, you look great. Prince would say, you're going to wear that. Or you would get mad at Prince because he wore a better blouse than you. I don't think women could handle that. I think they would go, I think he would make a woman miserable.
You know, Prince has a little intrigue, you know, intrigueness about him. I think that also, you know, gets women. But, you know, I think I could handle him looking better in clothing gear. I think, you know,
he's going
to
steal your Carol
Mine. Kudos to women. I would have to give kudos to the women who actually get Prince, you know what I'm saying? Only because they got a little flavor. They got a little personality behind them. So,
but none of them last.
Listen.
Yes, ma'am. I do not
That's
mean
because,
any respect.
Well, you know
it.
What? Don't get me on my woman stand. I was going to say he didn't find the right one. You know what I mean? He didn't find the right one. You know, you got to go a little bit outside of your circle.
Amen to that. Well, I definitely appreciate you, Mama New York, New York, for joining us. Anybody got any questions for Mama New York, New York? I do not want to keep you tonight. I appreciate your Prince info. Anybody got anything for Mama New York, New York? All right. Well, thanks for joining us as always, Mama New York. You're welcome on the off-ramp anytime, every Thursday, 9 p.m.
All right. Thank you.
You come
Have
on and yell
one.
At me anytime. You too.
Oh, we can talk about some more stuff other than Prince.
Hey, we here. Whatever you want to talk about. You let me know. You always will.
Gotcha. Thank you.
New York, New York. You're the greatest, man. You're the greatest. Oh, man. DJ. Go ahead, DJ. She's sorry.
Are you ready for more comments?
Well, I'm going to get the MX and Money and Aquanuba if they got anything. You ready for another topic? Oh, what do you want to ask? Go ahead,
well,
ladies
first. I haven't been able to say anything about
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to finish with you because I know you're a Prince fan. Aquanuba, you got anything on Prince and him stealing women's blouses and wearing assless pants?
It wasn't for me. I respect the music. You know, it made for some good nights.
Yeah. M extra money. You got anything?
Nah, man.
The off ramp is always my brother. Glad to have you on. But you got anything?
Nah, man. I think, you know, just got respected gangster, man. I mean, he wore it because he could. People didn't wear it because they couldn't.
But did he? But I guess my question, and going back to your original question, was it just the marketing thing? Like, was it just, you know, wearing the Rick James outfits, wearing the George Clinton outfits? Like, did he feel like he had to dress in women's clothing just to be different, or do you think, like, that was just his style?
I think that was just his style. I think back then everybody had, if you think about that music in that era, right, everybody had, whether it was, like, you know what I mean, the OJs and Temptations, like, everybody had their own individual style, all dressing, got the sequins, got the, you know what I mean, just different flavors and styles where everybody had that individual group. And when Prince came along, growing up in that kind of Motown era, like, that was the style that he chose, and I think he just ran with it, you know what I mean, especially when he got the love that he was getting. And so, you know, I don't think it was like him saying, oh, I need to do this to sell records. I think it was just him defining who he was as an artist, being eclectic as he was, and then just being able to express that through his clothing and his music. You know what I mean, you couldn't knock him for his clothing because he made great music.
Okay. It all sounded the same, too. Go ahead, DJ, you sign her up. Look. It's the Minneapolis sound. It sounds the same.
It's great.
I'm not taking anything away from Prince, but he's got a sound, just like Griselda, just like Northeast hip hop.
Yeah, but when you say it all sounds the same,
it does.
Once you say your proclamation, you're set in a negative light.
What's that woman that hate Jews who had that song that Prince wrote? She bald headed.
She didn't hate Jews.
I thought she hated Jews. Oh,
no.
She hated Catholic priests.
She ripped the picture of
the Pope.
The Pope.
Who was her?
Sinead O'Connor.
Who was that song he wrote? Yeah, what song?
Nothing.
Yeah, listen to Nothing Compares to You. That's probably like a pop hit. If you listen to it and listen to Prince music, you can tell Prince wrote it.
Yeah.
It's a good sound.
Yeah.
It's a Minneapolis sound.
Okay.
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis.
That don't
They sound. Listen to Janet Jackson.
It does. No, it sounds like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. It doesn't sound like
that. Anyway, so
let me just say what I want to say.
Say what you want.
Well, it's kind of what MX has said, so you kind of beat me to it. But also, at the time Prince came out in the early 70s, there was kind of this new thing of androgyny. You know what that means, right?
Because no. How,
meaning like
you ain't never used that in Scrabble.
Wearing women's men wearing women's clothes, vice versa.
Oh, the Pharrell.
Huh?
The Pharrell. It's for Pharrell.
Yeah.
It's Pharrell
like
wearing women's
clothes. Grace Jones was androgynous, meaning she would dress kind of manly sometimes, womanly. It didn't matter. A big pop, which was David Bowie. Come on now. Anyway.
Who's that?
We'll talk about it later. He was married to Iman, the model. Oh!
She hates because I don't know pop.
I'm talking to other people. I'm not talking to Beach Bungo because he doesn't know anything. Anybody.
Oh, damn. That's hard.
Anybody. So, Ziggy Stardust was...
Ziggy Marley?
Ziggy Stardust was David Bowie's alter ego. And... Why
are you laughing? Yeah, I must be in a simulation. Some dude named David Bowie.
Bowie
has an alter ego named Ziggy Marley.
Ziggy Stardust.
Where's the mushrooms? This is why I need the mushrooms.
Anyway, he was an androgynous character, you know, had some feminine properties. He was really big. It was really big in the 70s. This was the same time Prince came out. So you're looking at other, you know, big pop stars, and rock stars, and that's I'm assuming that's what you want to be, a big rock star. So that was just kind of a trend. We're going to be flamboyant. We're going to be androgynous. We're going to dress, you know, flamboyantly, and kind of like M. Extra said, he's not the only act at this time that you see dressing flamboyant. You know, I mean, dressing, you know,
yeah, look at Boy George. Boy George was huge back there doing the same thing.
Right.
Who's that?
Right. Jason, you know.
I mean, we can't.
I'm sorry.
We can't with you. You know? Like,
no, no.
You can say the same thing about the Isley brothers
and all that.
The Isley brothers, I know. They didn't dress like a woman.
Well, I mean, look at the...
No, but they had the platform shoes. They had the chest out. You know what I mean? They had the little, whatever, those little scars that looked like bow ties.
They had
everybody. Jumpsuits.
They had a silver jumpsuit that was like...
I let my top of me hang out, but it's not with a blouse.
But they will dress blousy. Look at
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I don't want gay people to get mad at me. I just don't want the gay people to come at me. Because I don't have anything to
do with it. It don't have nothing to do with being gay, though. Like, you just said stuff.
I know, but I just don't want anybody to be confused. I don't want anyone to be confused.
Prince nor Boy George were gay. They just dressed that way. You
know
anyone brought up that.
I just don't want nobody to be confused about my conversation.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the dress. I don't want to be canceled. I've already been canceled by my brother. I don't want to be canceled by nobody else.
Oh, my
gosh.
Okay, anyway. But I'm just saying, so this isn't outside of what people were seeing from big pop rock.
Oh, so this was a thing.
It's a thing. And I think it was also a thing to just, you know, if you're going from your regular Prince Rogers, that was his father's. Prince Rogers was the name, the stage name of his father. So they named Prince Rogers after his father's stage name.
So his dad was a musician?
Yes.
Mm, so is Music Town like a,
yes.
You think it's a gene?
No, man, it's not a
so
gene.
So Farsan can play the guitar by ear, then I got questions, right?
Yes. It's not a gene, but I think it's also environment. If you're around someone that plays music and you're around where they, you know, play music, then it's something you're used to seeing. Same thing about, I mean...
Heroin?
I was going to say sports, but...
Mm.
I mean, you know, you hone those talents because you see it. But anyway, so that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
And Prince was great. And it wasn't just how he looked, but it was his personality and it was his music and just what he wrote about. Like as a male performer, his lyrics, you never heard anyone singing the type of things he sung in terms of.
Stevie got better bars than Prince.
No.
Oh. We're going to go down the...
Not for me. I'm just personally speaking. I mean, I'm not...
Because you're a horny little child.
And that's what it is. And that's what... That's what Princess... See, when we're talking about rainbows in the sky,
we care about. Talk about love. I guess that's why we are where we're at in our relationship.
There was sensitivity in the lyrics, you know, that you wouldn't hear, and it was a point of view that you wouldn't hear from a man that I thought was awesome.
Like what?
Just even the
I hate the way these chaps run up my thighs when I'm sweating.
Exactly. If you want me to, we're not going to do that. We can go move on, but
okay. Well, I mean, look, I respect Prince. Love his music. Weezy, you just joined us, man. Welcome to the offering. You got anything on Prince? Happy birthday, Prince.
Oh, it's Prince's birthday. Okay, yeah. Thanks for having me on again. Hit me with the quick question. Where are y'all at? You don't have to rehash it, but hit me with the quick question. Is it the way he's dressing?
Did Prince dress the way he dressed because he had just a fly style, or did he do it just for attention purposes, because he was a musician?
Oh, how's this even a question? Yeah, no, Prince is a musician, pure and simple. The way he dressed, I would say, and one, I'm not one to talk about fashion, because I still got shirts from high school that I rock, just because I don't like spending money on clothes, so I'm the wrong one to talk about that. But Prince's music by alone answers that question. And then in terms of his style, whether or not you want to call it fly or him dressing like a woman or what have you, I think that's just part of his personality and part of him being unique. I mean, like we all know, you can't be that great at something without something being a little bit off with you. So maybe that was it. Maybe he just had a style that people weren't ready for at that time. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to him on his music. I don't think the way he dressed had anything to do with him trying to gain clout or do anything like that. I think he already had that in place. So that's my thought.
Yeah, okay. And like I said, my conversation isn't the great Prince. I just noticed. I was just looking at the way he dressed, and I was like, how come like no one thinks that this is. Like, why does everybody think that, oh, Prince was just this fly dressing all this stuff? And, like, was it just for show, or was it just part of his personality? I mean, we don't really know, but, you know, it is what it is. Anybody got anything left on Prince? Anybody want to jump in with anything?
I will say this. It is more so about your Noop Phelps. Captain Noop or something like that, Skipper Noop. Y'all confusion as far as the ladies loving Prince. I'm confused that y'all are confused by this. This, like, he's rich, he's talented. Like, rich go with, I mean, good looking or whatever. I guess like Hov said, I'm too rich to be ugly, I'm cute, like, or something like that. Like, yeah, you're not going to be ugly when you got money. And he can be eccentric, but when you got money, that's just looked as being eccentric and not like being crazy or looking for attention. Like, you got Young Thug wearing dresses and Migos wearing blouses. You talking about Prince might talk about a chick, what she wearing, and have a blouse, rock a blouse better than she do. Hey, look at the Migos. Look at Young Thug. I mean, and they damn sure getting women. Like, that, the dressing flamboyantly has never and will never be an impediment to getting women when you got money and you got talent. Money over talent,
okay, so,
but money, talent, and notoriety, yeah, you're going to get the bitches.
Well, see, that's a misconception. Like, so, Jay-Z's right. Got too much money, I'm at least cute, right? That wasn't Prince. Prince was like a sex symbol. Like, women would, like, give up their entire world to be with Prince. Like, people would give up their – women would give up their entire world to be with Jay-Z because of the money, probably because of the way he talks and his talent. But people thought Prince was the best-looking man ever. And I was just always confused because he could probably look like their sister. Like, me and DJ C-Sign was watching his videos, and, yo, he looks like a woman. Like, if he didn't have the mustache, he would look like a scared woman on that album cover. I don't know what album cover that is. The album's called Prince. That's not that creative. But, you know, like, and again, it ain't. This is just a conversation because I'll never knock Prince. I understand his greatness. But, yeah, of course, if you got money, it does it. Young Thug wearing dresses and all that stuff. I get all that. So it's just weird that, like, people aren't – I mean, maybe they are. Maybe little girls are because Young Thug's younger than me. But I don't think women are falling in love with Young Thug like they would Prince. I don't think they look at Young Thug as a sex symbol. But maybe
I'm pretty sure there's women who think he's sexy. Maybe not as much as Prince, but he's not as, I mean, he's not as big as Prince. I mean, that I'm not trying to be, I mean, shit on Young Thug, but he's not on Prince's level. Take that and you can ratchet up your flamboyance if you got the talent and the money and the notoriety to justify it. Yeah, like, I mean, I think if he was the biggest, if he was on Drake's level as far as, like, fame and, like, success musically, yeah, there'd be tons of chicks running around talking about he's a sex symbol, and they'd be trying to do him like they're doing Nick Cannon.
But is Drake a sex symbol? I didn't think he was considered that. I mean, think about Prince. Women hate short people. Prince is 4'8". They love him. My own sister said she didn't want to date the guy just because he was shorter than her. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Dumbest thing I've ever heard. But that's her prerogative. But Prince was 4'8", and women loved him.
See, this is why I got to jump in, right? It's based off what Mama Duke said, right? This is, look, anybody on this, like, anybody that's single right here or on the line right here, whoever listening right now, here's the game. I'm giving you free game. This is free gems. I'm dropping you knowledge right now. When Mom Duke said, Prince was intriguing. Prince was intriguing to the point where, okay, you're intriguing. That makes a woman want to know you. That pulls the woman in to want to know you more about yourself. If you don't give a whole bunch about yourself out in the open like that, and you leave just a little bit of element of surprise, just enough for a woman to come, like, y'all mean, just like to come at you, y'all mean, and just get at you, that's really the element. I think really the Prince lived in his truth no matter what anything, if he's straight, anything like that. The platform shoes didn't define him. The taco meat out in the blouse didn't define him. He was still the same person, but the fact that he was willing to put himself out here, just like you already know how clothes is, like, people really genderize clothes and shit like that. So they say, like, oh, you a dress is made for a woman or shit like that. Nails painting is made for a woman like that. He stepped in the truth. He challenged all that shit. Like, why is this only for a woman's perspective? Why can a man do this shit, right? Right, he stepped into that element. He lived in his truth. He ain't let nobody judge him, and that was intriguing to women. I don't think women ever experienced certain stuff like that to the point where he stood out as a different type of individual, as a different type of man, and he made that self for him. And that was his lane and stuff like that for women to, like, you know what I mean? Be intrigued, inquire more about him, and then that's how he got the ladies. You know what I mean? That's my perspective on it.
Good. So you bring up a good point. Yeah, let me cut it, because you bring up a good point about that, about how, you know, why does certain type of fashion have to be for male versus female? Because as I was thinking about that, what artists can you compare from a dress perspective to Prince? It's that little young dude, Lil Nas X. And I tell you what, put all, like, you know about him now, right? But put all that away. Back when he first came out and he was dressing like that.
Hey, hold on, Weezy.
Back
hey.
When.
Hey, hold on, Weezy. Hey, all y'all put y'all phones on mute. We're getting a lot of feedback. So put y'all phones on mute.
That was me again. My bad, man. I was getting my ice cream sandwiches. I forgot I was off mute.
Go ahead, Weezy. Didn't you say you were going on a diet? Go ahead, Weezy.
Yeah, so ahead, so Weezy. My point is, so everybody, if you forget, like, don't think about Lil Nas X, all the stuff you know about him now, but when he first came out, he was, when he first came out and nobody knew that, or when he first came on the scene, and nobody knew he was gay. I know, right? I don't even know what to say. I feel like breakdancing. when he first came on the scene, girls was loving him. Like, you know, these young girls was loving him, and he dressed different. He, you know, he painted his fingernails and all that, and he was making hits. Now, turns out he's homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I think, you know, he made a good point. Fashion don't – when you got money like that and you're on the scene, fashion doesn't have to be – you know, fashion doesn't have to be one way or the other. You can do what you want to do. And another dude, Will Smith's son, be dressing like that too. I don't know if he – I got a feeling he might be gay or bisexual or something too. I don't really follow him, but – he dresses that same crazy way too, so the world is changing. And Prince may have just been ahead of his time, but hey, you know, more power to him. But I think that was a great point you brought up.
Yeah, I never knocked Prince for the things he did. I just don't understand why women thought he was so great when he would just steal their lipstick and their blush.
Eyeliner.
Who looked like better, Prince or Solange on that cover album?
They both look the same. They both look like they're being kidnapped in a Brooklyn basement. Like when Biggie said tied up in the Brooklyn basement, that's what Prince's album cover looks like, and that's what Solange's album cover looks like. But, hey, shout out to both. I don't mean that as disrespect to Solange and Prince, because I get the visual and I love both albums, too. Well, I don't know if I love the Prince album, because I don't know what's on that album. But I love that Solange album.
I
want to
be your
lover. That's a good song. Sounds just like all the other Prince songs.
Stop it.
I love Prince songs.
Don't say it anymore.
They do
say it. Don't you say it anymore.
Anybody got, anybody got anything left on Prince? That's it? All right. Good topic on Prince. Hey, happy birthday, Prince. My conversations aren't meant to be critiques. They are just meant to be thoughtful insights. But you're dead, so you don't really care.
Lie.
What do I lie about?
You're critiquing.
Anyway, so next topic. Jay Cutler wants half. So Jay Cutler is getting a divorce from his wife, and he wants half. His wife is Kristen Cavallari. So he's 38, she's 34. What does she do?
Reality show.
So she got more money than an NFL quarterback?
Yeah, she was on.
And she's on reality?
She was on, like, The Hills, which was a big one.
The Hills? Like, The Hills Have Eyes?
But I think, like, she already maybe came from family with money. They already had, like,
oh, he can't get the money. Well, I guess he can. But
I don't think she got more money than him, though. Oh, are we sure about that? Because Jay Cutler, while he was never, like, the highest paid quarterback, he was definitely robbing some teams as far as, like, production to income.
Yeah, okay. So he's – just to cut in, he's not – so I'm a little familiar with this. She's big time into TV, reality TV. She was on a talk show for a while. She got into producing and some of the behind the scenes stuff. And he's not necessarily asking for half. he's asking for half of her brand. So he's not looking for half of like the current financial situation. He wants, you know, 50% of that company or that brand that she's built, because that's going to continue on to make money for sure. With random little talk shows and reality TV. So that's what he's after. I don't know if you got to the question yet, but hey, it happens all the time. So I don't know which side I'll be on.
How much Bezos' wife get?
Half.
How much the Apple dude about to lose? Half. You know Microsoft. What Christian Cavallari needs to lose? Half.
See, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to keep the same energy. You weren't with me shooting in the gym. Nah, you ain't put in on this, Jay Cutler. You was home playing with the dog. You weren't out there setting up these photo shoots and trying to get this production company off the ground. Kick rocks.
Neither was
he was home raising the kids. He was home raising the kids, keeping a happy home. So it's 50-50, you know?
Yeah.
You can argue it both ways.
He was in here bagging and dressing like Prince. He's in there dusting. Cool. Got all the dust bunnies. DJ
hey, family, this is Aqua Noob, man. I got to be out. Yo, thanks for having me, man. This was cool.
Hey, man, good to have you on the show, man. You're welcome anytime, man. We got to talk about some mushrooms. We got to get together and get some mushrooms together, my brother.
All good, man. I'll be back.
All right, my brother.
Later.
Go ahead, DJ C-Sire.
I mean, if you don't do a prenup, then... it is what it is. If you make more money than whatever they think they need for spousal and child support, or if he's going to have the kids because they have kids,
Why are you doing all these caveats? You don't do all these caveats when it comes to a man. You ain't do all these caveats with Bezos. You ain't do all these caveats with Bezos.
Bezos got more than enough money.
She got more than enough money.
You don't know. We ain't talking about Bezos' money.
The hills have eyes.
We ain't talking about Bezos' money. We brought it down.
Still top 1%.
Bezos ain't broke.
Neither she.
I don't know what she makes.
She don't even look it. I mean, I don't mean
no. She's got Hollywood money. She's got Hollywood money. Trust me. And Gunnar, I think you should. That's a good point. That's a good point you brought up because. If this were the other way around, no one would be asking, why is this football player's wife asking for half his money? No, that wouldn't even be a question. That wouldn't even be a question.
So he should get half. And it shouldn't even be, and this is, women, you want equality, this is equality. Come up off that check.
You signed this prenup. If I'm making this money.
She obviously didn't. Come up off that half.
My money.
It's too late, though.
I'm protecting my money.
It's too late, baby.
For them.
For who? It's too late for us, too.
Oh, I didn't have any money.
Let me throw something else in there, Beach Bum, real quick.
I didn't have enough.
So the reality show, I think the first reality show that she was on or the first talk show that she was on, I want to say it was something to do with her being like a football wife. And basically that's how she got on. Then she got on a talk show. So at that point, it's like, okay, she used his athletic ability to kind of get in the game, and then that took off. So it's not like she was out here grinding, doing, you know. So that to me
that's
is like, okay, well, hey. You said that's not right?
Her reality show, like the most ways, was just Calaveri, which I think was just about them and their relationships. But she was in Laguna Beach, which was an MTV, one of the early MTV reality shows.
Oh, she had one before that.
Yeah, that was way before. And then she was also on The Hills, which I don't know if you remember Heidi Montag and all them. So she definitely was already a reality star before they hooked up. Probably the only reason why she was able to hang out with a football player is because she was already like a pretty big reality star in terms of of that demographic. So she did make more money with the spinoff from what the more recent one, which was following her and him and their family. But she, the money that she probably made was from her earlier shows, because those were very popular. Those were kind of like the very first time that MTV was getting hit with their staging reality show scenes and stuff like that. So she was in there early with the reality. So that's not true.
Gotcha.
He wasn't with her shooting in the gym. They got enough money. He wasn't taking care of the kids. They got nannies and all types of ish. Jay Cutler, just like the Bezos chick, just like Melinda Gates, just like all the other Shawnee O'Neal, just like all the other ones, keep your greedy hands to yourselves. You ain't put up one free throw. This dude ain't cut on one camera. Nah, man, you get nothing.
Well, Vanessa got everything, and that was who he was talking about shooting in the gym.
They didn't get divorced. I mean, he worked it out. Kobe was smart. They stuck it out. He made it work.
Yeah, because she was going to get half. He worked it out and bought that rig. Hey, look, that man dead.
She needs half.
Yeah, she didn't do nothing. She wasn't with him shooting in the gym. She was going to get half.
She needs to get half.
She stood by him while he was on for rape. So, yeah.
Hold on, Blur. Take me off mute. How you feeling right now, man? I don't know when you became a Brooklyn fan. I know you said you were a Chicago Bulls fan, but Milwaukee just went up with 11 seconds left. How you feeling?
First off, D, don't come at me sideways. Like, you knew I had a Petrovic jersey back in the day. I was with him when it was Vince Carter and J-Kid. Like, come on, D, don't do me like that. I'm mad that Bruce Brown has taken, like, 4 of the last 7 shots. Steve Nash, like, you got Kyrie and you got KD. Why is Bruce Brown shooting the floater every time? But
yeah,
we got killers on the court. Right. One of them about to finish this off 3-0.
I imagine you act like I disrespected you. Were you a Bulls fan first or a Nets fan first?
Oh, Bulls, 100%.
So then why you act like what I said was
Because you said you don't know when I became a Brooklyn fan. Like, I wasn't one since I've known you.
Nah, you was a Bulls fan.
I ain't going back and forth with you right now, B.
All right. I just wanted to check. I'll let you enjoy the rest of the game. My bad, Blur. I didn't mean to cut you off. It was a big moment in the game. I just wanted to make sure Hope was all right because he became a Brooklyn Nets fan this year. And so I just wanted to get his take on what was going on in the game.
No, man, I understand. You got to check on your friends during times of trauma like that. I totally get it. I was just saying that you know, Vanessa Bryant did stand right next to this man while he was on trial for rape. Like, she may have earned, if not half, she earned her something. She wasn't with him shooting in the gym. She was on there standing next to him while he was on trial, though. So. She earned herself a little something, and he was smart enough to work it out. Jay Cutler, I ain't going to say he ain't do shit, but he ain't do shit.
Yo, Jay, look, Vanessa ain't do nothing either. She wasn't there when Kobe raped that little girl in Colorado. Like, she was standing by, and what else she going to do? Allegedly. Because we don't know if he really raped her or not. And I don't want to put that on Kobe. God bless that man. So I don't ever want to talk bad about that man or anything come back up. I don't know what happened in that room. He said it was consensual. I would kind of believe him. But we've seen a lot of rich people do a lot of creepy things, so I don't know.
I mean, I didn't say if he did it or not. I just said his wife stood right next to him, holding his hand, looking straight forward in the camera, while he was on trial answering questions about what happened.
And Jay Cutler,
there's some wives who don't do that.
Jay Cutler held his wife's hand while she was on reality TV making a fool of herself. And I don't even know if she was or not, because I have no idea what she was on. I didn't watch
it. It's reality TV. She was making a fool of herself. But no, he wasn't. He was on the bench in Chicago, not completing passes. That's what he was doing.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. All right, so anybody got anything left on Jay Cutler getting half? Are we all supporting Jay Cutler getting half? Everyone but Blur. Blur's rocking the Prince blouse and staying on the woman's side. All the guys on here with Jay Cutler, we get half.
Hey, I'm on the side that don't nobody get half, man or woman.
All right. What else we got? Other big news this week. So, Money Mayweather fought Logan Paul. What was that man name? Yeah, Logan Paul this weekend. It was a spectacle. Paul Logan, Wolverine. It was a fight this weekend. It was a waste of money. Shout out to Don't Be Dumb TV. Glad I didn't pay for it. It just comes with the package. But me and MX and Money had a good discussion, and I want to have that discussion here. He brought up a point that the way the fight went, that Wolverine was the real winner. Because wasn't that Wolverine's name Logan Paul?
Logan
something. Logan Paul was the real winner of the fight because his brand got bigger, his exposure got bigger. He's going to be able to take the money that he earned and expand it further, right? I say it didn't matter because Mayweather made a whole bunch of more money, and he beat up the dude. So I think Mayweather won the fight. I mean, but I take everything in a very, like, MS for Money's looking at it nuanced. I'm looking at it as very surface. Two people got in the ring to fight each other. One hit the other one more than the other. And when they stopped the fight, like, the other person who got hit the most lost, and Mayweather got more money. So Mayweather was clearly the winner. So it's just a difference of thoughts on what we saw Saturday night. So, Hov, I don't know if you're still watching the game that you're about to lose. If he hits that, he almost hit that. Oh, my God, that kid Kevin Durant is something different. He almost hit that.
But hold on. So how are you just going to jump over me after you make your point?
I was going to give you the last word. But if you want to go in now, you can.
Nope.
I was going to let you say your point last.
Okay.
Do you want it now?
No, I said okay.
All right, so, Blur, what do you think about the Mayweather-Paul fight?
All right, I'm going to try to pick a side between you and Escher, but I really believe that y'all both wrong and nobody won. Not the people watching, not Logan Paul, not Floyd Mayweather. It was all losers all around. That said, I'll say Mayweather won because apparently he made, like, you know, $200 million or something like that, close to that, for, you know, a workout. I mean, if you make it $200 million for a couple of minutes, you definitely ain't lose. And I don't know if fighting Mayweather really raises Logan Paul's profile that high, like, not that much more for his audience. I don't think black people who are Mayweather fans or who are no Mayweather, who came to see Mayweather fight the dude, are going to start following Logan Paul on YouTube or Instagram now. I don't see that happening. I don't think the young Disney crowd and the white girls who came from the Disney crowd with him, I don't think he's going to grow that demographic anymore. So maybe he picked up a few extra fans from this. Maybe his profile went up a little bit more. There's nobody left for him to fight. I mean, if you just fought Mayweather, who's your next fight going to be that's going to get you a big payday? I mean, your brother, maybe the MMA dude, but yeah, I don't really see him really benefiting that much from this.
C-Sire, before we go to the rest of the guys about this, you got anything you want to say on this? Who do you think won the fight, Mayweather and Paul?
Mayweather.
All right. Hov, you got anything on the Mayweather-Paul fight?
I mean, the fight was trash. Like, Mayweather just trying to keep getting these little dumb fights. But, I mean, if he get $100 million, I can't be mad at what he's doing. It's just disappointing as a boxing fan to watch that and be subjected to 8 rounds of garbage. Like, that was terrible. But I don't think I mean, I think Logan Paul, like, I mean, he got a win because he wants to be a professional fighter. And so this is an opportunity to get him into that, get a leg up and possibly start getting some fights. But based on the way the fight actually went, I would say I would not, like, he doesn't deserve a heavyweight fight with anybody. Like, he's not a good boxer. It was trash. But, I mean, overall, it was trash. Like Blair said, there wasn't a winner on that one.
So, who is
neutral?
All right, New York, New York.
So, I would say this, right? So, we know what Floyd is capable of doing. Floyd, like, literally has mastered the whole plan of boxing. Like, he literally came through boxing. I mean, he did. It basically, like, his record speaks for itself. Yeah, you know I mean, he boxed the way you're literally supposed to box. Like, you know what I mean, he's smart as an individual. He capitalized on every opportunity that was given to him. Yeah, you know I mean, he made a lane for himself. He made a lane for himself. I think it's too much expectation placed on him based off these exhibition bouts. Yeah, you know what I mean, if it's not counting against his actual record, yeah, you know what I mean. I think this is where everybody is just placing the expectation on him. Like, okay, you know what I mean, it's really not like hurting his record, right? So we expecting for him to knock somebody out. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, his game, always Floyd's game is literally just, you know what I mean, to take it all the way. Just take it all the way to rounds. He is a smart boxer. I don't understand why people just expect him just to go in and just fight somebody, you know what I mean, be dominant and just knock somebody out. That's not how Floyd is. I think the closest that Floyd has ever got to that, like really just expecting to give him a show like that, was Victor Ortiz. When Victor Ortiz did the headbutt, you know what I mean? And then Floyd came together when they was touching gloves and he knocked him out. I don't understand why people just placing this expectation on Floyd, how he's just like coming into the ring like he Mike Tyson and knock people out. Nah, he's a smart boxer. He's a defender. You know Floyd. Every fight that Floyd has ever been, he's always been a defensive fighter. He takes smart shots and he doesn't overcompromise himself. We need to understand how the fighting style that Floyd is. We're not trying to expect Floyd to go out there get all out there and to try to fight somebody. Next thing you know, Floyd get knocked out. Next thing you know, the whole world gonna be talking down on him. You already know that. I don't even gotta explain this. Once Floyd gets knocked out, his money revenue gets knocked out. He's no longer Money Mayweather Floyd. Like, let's stop putting Floyd in such a high box, expecting him to knock people out when he's an entertainer. He's an entertainer. He wants to fight to go the long distances. Of course, he got the sponsorship. He got the logos on his boxer shorts and stuff like that. He wants to fight the golden distance. That's his job. That's really his job, and that's his lane. Stop putting expectations on Floyd when we know Floyd is not like Mike Tyson. Floyd is not me. Floyd is really not Muhammad Ali. He's not whatever, the Holyfield and stuff like that. He's a smart boxer. He's a defensive boxer, and he's going to play the field to his advantage. That's what he does. That's in his lane. Stop putting him in any other type of box. Stop, you know what I mean? We already know what Floyd does. I don't even know. Just stop putting Floyd in a box like he going to knock somebody out. Yeah. He going the distance. Yeah, everybody know he going the distance. We betting money on going the distance. No, Floyd is not knocking by anybody. Nobody out in the first round, the second round. You don't put no bets on that. Like, come on, y'all getting mad at yourselves at this point.
I'm always amazed at what gets New York, New York hype. Like, it's never consistent. Like, and it's amazing. Like, one of these days, I'm going to sit down with New York, New York, and I just want to cover all different types of topics because I love when New York decides to just go, he just goes. I love it, man. So, Weezy, what you thinking of Mayweather-Logan fight? And then MX, man, you can go ahead and close this out with your opinion and ask the panel anything. Weezy, what you got?
I say they both won. This was not a boxing match. Everyone knew that before going in, but for some reason everybody wanted to still talk about it like it's boxing. This was just like the internet. It's for entertainment purposes only, and they both got paid. Now, ask yourself, Floyd Smart, could Floyd make that much money from fighting a real boxer without ruining his legacy? Nope. So what's he going to do? He's going to find a way to make money without ruining his legacy. He's going to, you know, fight the dude out of Japan. You know, he's going to fight Conor McGregor, which Conor McGregor is a way better fighter than this YouTuber, and people were still mad at Floyd for that, but Floyd still got paid, and Conor McGregor made $100 million. This YouTuber only got $10 million, you know, at least from the fight. He made more money on other stuff. But my other question is, how long would it take? If you're a regular boxer trying to get into the game, and how long would it take you to get to a point where you've made $10 million in your career?
13. He made 13.
13 million.
Floyd made 112. Floyd made 112. He made 13.
Right. So how long would it take a regular boxer?
1-3. And Floyd made how many?
112. Because he got all the promotion. Because he got all the promotion. It was all the promotion for all the undercards. Floyd did all. I don't mean to cut you off, B. So I'll go ahead. Just finish it.
So yeah, but I mean, that actually is my last point.
Hey.
You can take it from there. Is it
so? Okay,
hey,
so far, take so.
I'm gonna just
hold on.
I'm gonna just jump in real quick. Hold on, let me just give a fact. I'm not saying a whole bunch, but Logan Paul was worth $25 million before the fight. So I know y'all keep saying like how long. He was already worth $25 million before the fight. Like YouTube gets money. So I just wanted to make sure y'all understood that part.
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's a good point, right? And so let me. He was finished, so it's my turn.
No, I got my last point.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
My last point. Give me 30 seconds, and I got you. So my last point. So yeah, he did. YouTube does give money. He had money, but my point is, there's probably a laundry list of boxers that you can name from states throughout the country that would knock that dude out no problem, and all those dudes are sitting there probably broke, you know. So if this dude came in, he was able to have his little marketing team meet up with Floyd and get paid. Yeah, I can't hate on that. That was my last point. Go ahead, MXtra.
So here's my thing. It's not about winning and losing. So the framing of the question isn't who won or lost, because there was no win. It was an exhibition fight. It wasn't a boxing fight. It wasn't a real boxing match. So let's just get that out there. No, my point isn't who won the actual fight, because clearly Floyd beat him up. I mean, he beat him up. But that wasn't what the question was. What I said and what my statement was that who was the biggest winner? Floyd is a billionaire. $112 million, he can make that on a business investment on one day's worth of work. He didn't have to go in the ring to make $112 million. He could have sat on a sideline and just with his promotion alone for the whole undercard, and somebody else could have fought Logan Paul, and he still would have made over $100 million, just like he does for a tank fight. So he can't be the winner, because he brought nothing to his brand. He went into the ring as a billionaire. He left still a billionaire, period. Logan, to Ray's point, I was already bringing that same thing up, worth $25 million off of his YouTube stuff and all his clothing brand, and he made half of his net worth. Floyd didn't make half of his net worth. He made not even 10% of his net worth. And Logan got an opportunity to fight arguably the greatest boxer of all time, who even Manny Pacquiao couldn't even fight in a prime. Look how long it took Manny Pacquiao to fight Floyd. And now you got a motherfucking YouTuber able to step in the ring, which I don't even think he deserved to do so, but he still got an opportunity to do something that so many legit boxers couldn't even do when they wanted to fight him in their prime, right? But this dude was able to secure that, and with no effort. I stole your hat. I disrespect you. Now let me get in the ring with you so now I can make half of my worth, right? $13 million. And, did he make any black new fans? No. But guess what he can now do? He can go on and he can book some ESPN video things. He can go into some other markets that says, I fought Floyd Mayweather. I didn't even fall. And he ain't even supposed to fall because he's a bigger fighter. But he can still say, I fought fucking Floyd Mayweather. Floyd can't go into no business deals talking about, yeah, I fought Logan Paul. Logan Paul, yeah, give me that business deal. What the fuck did that do for him? Not absolutely
he's
nothing.
Already established.
It's no bragging. It's no bragging rights. No bragging rights. Nothing that did nothing to enhance Floyd's brand at all. But Logan,
your kids can't eat bragging rights.
That's a point, but if I'm Logan now, good, bad, or indifferent, I'm going into every fucking interview saying, I got in the floor, I got a ring with the best boxer, and I took all his punches, even though everybody knows that Floyd is not a motherfucking knockout puncher. But who gives a shit? Because nobody really knows that unless you're a real boxing fan. But people know who the fuck Floyd Mayweather is, so they're going to just say, hey, listen, he's 50-0. I went in the ring, and then I lasted. And I had fun doing it. And I want to be an amateur boxer, so guess what I can now say? Now I got some fucking clout to say, hey, man, come give me a fight. Now I'm getting a fight that I'm trying to do anyway because that's my goal, is to be a boxer. And now I got an opportunity to do something that not more than, like, a real boxer would want that opportunity. You know how many freaking professional welterweight boxers or light heavyweight boxers would love to fucking fight Floyd Mayweather and just chomping at the bit because they can't because this nigga retired at 55, 50
so,
and up?
So hold on. So, M. Extra, are you clowning Mayweather for fighting? Paul won?
All I said was he's the real winner because Floyd didn't do anything to enhance any brand. But Logan,
right, but are you mad at Floyd for taking the payday?
No, I'm not. I'm not mad at Floyd at all because, again, what he said was true in the interview. He does shit to make money, and so this was a money opportunity. So I'm not mad at Floyd for taking the money. All I'm saying is that he didn't win anything. He didn't gain anything. He didn't win the match because he's still 50-0 retired boxer.
I thought you said he got $113
million.
Didn't he get $113 million?
More than that. He made more than that. Because, like you said, he could have stood
promotion
on the side and not boxed and made money.
Absolutely.
But remember,
he had
boxers there. So Floyd definitely made money. Like,
he
keep
for
discounting
him,
everything and only giving his 113.
Right.
The whole thing was him. You saw all that advertising? Like,
I know. If
you
want to
say they both won. But
right.
You can't
so
say
listen,
Floyd
not,
didn't win based off 113.
I didn't say he didn't win, though. I didn't say Floyd didn't win. I said Logan Paul was the real winner. Like, they both won. But if you want to talk about who won the most, who gained the most, I'm saying Logan Paul. So if you want to rephrase what I'm saying is 100%. Logan Paul came out as the person who gained the most from that fight. Floyd didn't do anything to gain any traction, get any new market space, didn't get any more. He should have did that anyway. That's all I'm saying. That's my whole point, was just that Logan Paul, out of the two of them, he came out on top way better than fucking Floyd Mayweather in terms of just overall, just like what that fight did for them individually.
You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct. I'll say that. You're 100% correct. But
no,
if Logan Paul, he really is. Because, like I said before, Floyd is in his own lane. He's always going to make money regardless because that's what he does. He specializes in that. You know what I mean? You see that he had the OnlyFans on his brim. You know what I mean? He advertises shit like that. Now, what makes Logan Paul a winner advantage of this opportunity that's given to him? You know what I mean?
all this momentum that's behind him right now, he got to make an opportunity and make his own lane for that shit right now. If he don't do that it's over for him. It's over for him because everybody is going to remember him as a YouTube boxer. You know what I mean? If he don't take advantage of this opportunity right now, as far as the momentum is going, he not going to get nowhere. Because, like, literally, like, well, I don't know. If, like, people like George Foreman, Evander Holyfield, they got multiple kids, they still got to be fighting. They got to fight to, like, you know what I mean? Get their shit off, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Let me ask you this. What opportunities, because you said he could go into ESPN, who's he going to fight? Like, no one's going to – he's not going to get a payday like this fighting somebody else. Like,
I don't mean to cut you off. Like, regardless of anything, he fought Floyd Mayweather. That's a stepping stone for all these new upcoming boxers that never did it. These people get knocked out in exhibition fights. Like really, you got to look at the sport of boxing. Look at the sport of boxing and look how much they pay out for a new upcoming boxer. Like, how many people have accomplished that? Like really, that staying in that they career.
Can I just jump in real quick? Because y'all are saying, yo, he fought Floyd Mayweather. So you're putting Floyd Mayweather up on this pedestal. So Floyd Mayweather and him fought. Floyd punched him more times than he got punched. Floyd Mayweather made over $100 million more than he made. But y'all argument is that he won because of some opportunities that he might have. If we just look at
might?
The situation,
he has them.
Happens,
yes,
if,
he
if,
has
if,
them
if look
because
the,
he has
hold
them.
On, hold on,
bro, you can't discount
no,
what he's
on,
done
hold
already.
Hold on, let me finish. If we just look at the fight, Logan Paul got punched in his face and his body way more than Floyd did. Logan Paul
100%.
Made $100 million less than Floyd did. It's easy to 100%. See that Floyd won. It's easy to see 100%. That Floyd won.
So hold on.
But
just like
you
saying
no,
that
hold
because
hold
Floyd
on,
got
on,
more
on,
than
like,
Pacquiao.
Like,
Floyd in every fight that Floyd has won as entered the ring, he's made more money than the next bouter, no matter who it was. Which one he didn't? In recent times, not talking about when he was just starting, but when he had his production, and when he was handling his own promotion, which fight did more money than the next boxer?
Yeah, the last seven years when he was the champion. But before he won the championship,
that's what I'm saying. So my point is that he's always made more than the person in the last since he's had his promotion than the boxers he fought, and these were real boxers. All my point is saying that again, and you discount the fact that Floyd was on the mic and said he gave him a ringing endorsement. He said it was tougher than he thought it would be. He said that this man has a career in amateur boxing. That is a ringing endorsement from
the first match
he said that he was trying to get in the boxing. He was taking it serious. And now he fought
everybody
Floyd.
On this call and got a career in amateur boxing, man.
That's fine, right? But guess what you can't say? You can't have a video clip of Floyd saying that you were better than what he thought and yet you got a career. Where's that endorsement for
exactly.
you? You don't have
that,
it.
That's
you don't
hold
have
on.
It.
Time that's
the point.
Look,
let me jump in real quick.
Time out, though. But let me just say that this isn't like a corporate America job where it's like, oh, I got in the ring with Floyd. There's video evidence that he looked awful. So saying I got
no,
in the ring
but
with Floyd does not give you credibility if you can't box because the boxing
the
was in the ring
Floyd,
and we know
but
that
it
he can't
does.
Box.
But the fact
it
that
does.
Floyd said that he wasn't as easy as he thought when you got Floyd who actually has a promotion, What makes you think Floyd would not set up a match for him?
Because Floyd
is 157 years old.
Look, I'm talking about when he has, when he has fighters. He has a camp of fighters.
Hold on. I muted everybody. Not to be disrespectful, but everyone's talking over everybody. So I had to mute everybody because we only got about 20 minutes left. And I'm mad I muted everybody with hoes that Floyd was 170 years old. Because when he did take his hat, that hairline looked awful. So I'm mute y'all and make sure I know you're passionate about this topic. It is a real good topic, but just like it's a good conversation. We're all with each other, but it's tough when it's we're all on the radio just because, you know, all the feedback. Blur, so I'm going to let you go first because, Blur, you keep trying to get in here, but you keep getting screened over. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, no, I was actually trying to patiently wait my turn, but, yeah, the 157 years old is crazy. Because he also said, because Logan is a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight boxer, and he said it's tougher than he thought. And he said that he's not – he's in the heavyweight division. It's going to be tougher for him. Yeah, he's not a heavyweight boxer. I don't even know if he's a heavyweight amateur boxer. And I would compare Logan Paul fighting Floyd to get into boxing to the same way, MX, you said Obama – became president too soon because there's nothing left to do after that. You can't go back. You can't go back to politics after you were president. There's nothing for Logan Paul to do in boxing now. So what, he's going to start going 50-50 with amateur boxers? Like, nah. Like, he just, this was his payday. This was it. Now, he could probably try to take this and do something else outside of the ring, but I don't see how getting embarrassed by Floyd Mayweather for $12 million is really going to help him on YouTube or somewhere else in some other endeavor because his future ain't in boxing. And I don't think getting in the ring with Floyd is going to help his future in boxing because there's no higher payday. There's nothing else for him to do to get another big payday except go fight amateur boxers for what amateur boxers are making.
Let me get into this after this.
I got you, New York. Hold on. Let me get Weezy here because he's been patiently waiting, too. Go ahead, Weezy.
Yeah, I don't want to jump in, but I think the point I want to make is that we're missing the point. People keep talking about boxing here. This man, Logan Paul, is an entertainer. He's a YouTuber. He makes money on 100%. YouTuber. He's an entertainer. He will find a way to capitalize on this. It will not be by trying to get in the ring and fight Tyson Fury or any real boxer. He knows that. That doesn't make sense. But he's an entertainer. He's going to draw a beef with Terrell Owens or Ocho Cinco or somebody random enough that people are going to say, huh, that'd be entertaining to watch. It's not going to be in boxing. That's not what he was trying to do, and that's not what Floyd was trying to do. Floyd has boxed his life. He's 50-0. That's what he said he wanted to do. Now he's just trying to put some extra food on the table. What? You'll give me $113 million for that? Word. Let's do it. Okay. You know. So that's my point. This, stop looking at this from the lens of boxing. This is entertainment purposes only. So I think that kid will figure out a way to capitalize, but it's not going to be by getting in the ring with anybody legit.
New York, you want to jump in, and then I'll go to you. I'm actually
look, I kind of agree with that. Like literally, look, Logan Paul is a YouTube sensation. Regardless of anything, he's drawing that amount of viewers to his YouTube. No matter if he get beat up, no matter if he get knocked out, no matter nuts, he's getting viewers to his YouTube. That costs money. Regardless of anything, he's getting traffic to his YouTube account. Regardless of anything, I don't understand why people just like really like thinking that this is like a real boxing match. This is entertainment. This is entertainment. Floyd is doing this for entertainment. We already know how much Floyd is going to make. His name is Money Mayweather for a reason. Why are we doing this? This is literally.
Did you go?
Did you go subscribe to Logan Paul's YouTube page? Just ask, answer that. Did you go subscribe to it?
No, no, no. But I know Soulja Boy Pistol. I know Soulja Boy Pistol whipped him to get his opportunity in the door. I know that. I know that. You heard? Yeah, and then he capitalized on that, and now he got a boxing match with Floyd Mayweather. He capitalizing on his opportunities. Like, literally, you can't say nothing like that. Like, y'all mean, of course, regardless of anything about he want to have a serious boxing career or anything, he capitalizing on his opportunities. So we can't say, like really, this is an exhibition match. Floyd already out of the game. He already made his record. Y'all mean? He's going to capitalize on all the money opportunity he's going to get. He's going to give them, literally, Floyd, like, literally, if you follow Floyd's, like, career, he's been giving all these underdogs a shot. He played the game how he was supposed to play the boxing match. You know what I mean? I'm not done. I'm still talking my shit. I'm still talking my shit. You know what I mean? Floyd, we really not gonna discredit Floyd's career. You know what I mean? He played the boxing game how he was supposed to be, like how it's supposed to be. Like, I don't understand why it's hate. It's all hate. But I'm saying now he want to do an exhibition match. Now everybody expecting Floyd just to knock people out. No, he giving these people opportunities, and we need to respect him for giving these people opportunities for them to capitalize. Because if anything, we would have never heard of Logan Paul regardless of anything. Now Logan Paul got an opportunity to say that he fought Floyd Mayweather. He got an opportunity to capitalize, because now it's not because it's Logan Paul, because he's the entertainer. Now it's not only Logan Paul's fans that's tuning into his YouTube, it's Floyd Mayweather's fans looking into Logan Paul's YouTube. He's getting capitalized over that.
Logan Paul.
He's getting Mayweather traffic to his YouTube channel. He's making money regardless. Stop acting like Logan Paul is not making money off of this shit regardless. Look how many of the heavyweight boxers got kids, and they still got to fight just to feed their family. Like, stop playing. Who in the heavyweight game dominating the game right now? Like they was doing back in the '40s. Stop acting like boxing ain't died. Boxing died after the heavyweight game went over with. Like, y'all mean,
exactly.
Where'd Zab do that?
Tyson Fury got to fight the same person three times.
Tyson Fury and the other white guy. Like, come on, we not watching boxing like that. Like, I don't understand what y'all talking about. Like, the styles, like, literally, everybody say styles make fight. This is the exhibition fight, right? Styles make fight. What are we complaining for? You know what I mean? We not in the ring. We not boxing. They getting money. Logan Paul is getting money regardless of anything, whether he fight, literally fight Mayweather, whether Soulja Boy pistol whip him in his first video. Y'all mean, stop hating on Logan Paul. He wore $100 million, y'all mind, like a million dollar Pokemon card around his neck going into the ring. You gonna put some respect on his name? Like, come on, stop playing.
We always know, just
real quick, and actually I'm going to let you go to your point, but we always know when New York switches strains. We can always
hey,
know.
Listen.
Go ahead,
I'm actually
going
to your point. Shout out the whole with the classic line, y'all. I think that was the line of the night. But to my point is, it's just like, y'all saying to you, Blur, like Logan Paul didn't, nobody else is going, or he didn't do anything to do it. But what did Floyd do though, right? Like, he's a billionaire. So what you keep, like, is making $113 million to good in a round for eight rounds really like something to a billionaire, right? Like, what is that? What is that to a billionaire, right?
Yes.
Like, what is that really when you talk about it? What is that to
to his money. Is he really hurting for that $1,113,000? No, he's not.
He might be.
Come on, like that.
He might be.
No, he's not.
But
he's a billionaire.
More than that.
He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. But is it
the only thing I'll counterpoint, Mxtra, and I'm gonna let you go right back in. I've worked for people who've made $2 million a week and they were living check to check. So you never know. We just don't know Floyd's spending habits. But go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. You saw his spending habits actually in the preview. If you saw it, you saw the bank of cards that he rented. You saw him talking about making all his money and having the boxing team and having all this other kind of stuff. This was a normal work day for him, right? And it could have been a normal work day for him without him even being in the ring. So I agree with you, Ho, when you say, yeah, he made way more than that, but it didn't have nothing to really do with him fighting. So that's my point. My point is he did this. He made more money. He probably made more money without him fighting than he did being in the ring. So what does that really mean to him in the grand scheme of things? Zero. But to someone like Logan Paul, who's looking for who's looking for entertainment, who's making money off of the followers, 4 million followers. He did a freaking TikTok in the ring. He did a TikTok in the ring. So that alone, Floyd is giving him more money in the grand scheme of things because it's driving people to his page. So to your point, Blur, yes, people did go follow him. Yes, he did a shit in the ring. So he had 4
TikTok
million.
TikTok sponsorship.
I guarantee you.
TikTok sponsorship.
The shit that he did in the ring, I guarantee you, made him, got him new followers, bro. It did. Just
did you go follow his page?
I didn't have to go follow it. I just know that he did a TikTok. I don't even have a TikTok account. But my point is, that didn't make me a bigger. That didn't make me. So just like you said, didn't make. So did you bet money on the fight? Did you contribute somehow to Floyd? No, because you don't need to.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Floyd and Logan Paul was trending number one on Twitter. Like I mean, that's when the endorsements come in.
Hold on, just to wrap it up. All I'm saying is my whole point to Beach Bum was, is that when you look at it from just individualized, not just the brand, when you look at the brand, Floyd, of course Floyd's crushing that. No one's taking nothing away from what Floyd did, right? Floyd made money. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying he didn't 100%. Win during that fight. All I'm saying is that when you look at the two, right, you had somebody who was worth 25 that made half of that. You got somebody who, for Floyd, no matter if he was given 250, the man's still a billionaire. He didn't make half of what he worked. He didn't. You have one person who did, and one single night for 8 rounds. That got to be meaning that he was the real winner, bro. And he's going to continue to trend and be in the news because of what he did. Floyd is going – nobody talking about Floyd right now. Floyd's just going to continue to make money, period.
Hey,
that's what it is.
Let me ask you this one question. So I know you're a very intelligent person. You get paid good for what you do for this world. You're a well paid individual, right? So if there's a bum on the street who's worth $0 and he gets $20 from a car at a light and you get your paycheck, did he win more than you? Because he had nothing
I didn't
and
now
do he has 20 and you got your regular paycheck.
Well, can I answer this question? I answer this question.
That doesn't apply to this, but I don't think so. No.
I can answer this question. Yes, because that person on the street has that person on the street has more to lose than what I got. If I could give him $20, that's not saying he could still put that $20 in something and invest in himself. Of course, I got $20
Like apples and oranges because the thing about it is that the money Floyd made off that fight had no residual impact on that, right? The undercard, the dude who fought Ocho Cinco was talking about now you're going to know me. The bare knuckle fighter is still trying to get a shot, right? Fought Ocho Cinco to try to get himself back on the map. He was a bare knuckle fighter. My point is this. Yeah, we don't know that. Floyd production team and what he does with the tank fights and all this other, and his team and his promotion, His promotions are still going to be his promotions. None of what happened on Sunday made his promotions be like, oh, yeah, we definitely got to go with Money Mayweather in the promotions. They're already there. He already got those opportunities. He didn't bring no new opportunities, no new clients into the Money Mayweather team that weren't already there. Come on, let's be honest. Like, it was Logan Paul, Chad Oakley. But, okay, fine. I don't know that. But at the end of the day, just like, well, I'm saying the same, because I'm assuming just the same way as Blur saying that nobody else is following Logan Paul. My point
is
that
his
promotion
is now in exhibition fights, like heavy. So maybe that's a huge opportunity.
He did the last one, too, though. So, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. He's already in there, though. But my point is,
now he can do other people. So far, it's only been him, right? He's been the fighter.
Right, so what I'm saying is,
so
is that
what
he's
if
already
now
in that
he
lane
gets Logan
though.
Paul and he makes another 100 mil?
But he's still already in that lane. Promotion is promotion. That's like saying, oh, because you're doing real estate in one market, but then you go to another market, you're still doing real estate. Like, it's not like you're out here, like, added on to another portfolio. You're doing – he was already
what
in that position fighting. He was already
so
doing
if
real estate.
Like, if I got three houses, hold on. So if I got three houses,
hold on.
Like,
hold on. What I'm saying doing is that promotion right is promotion. Now. Promotions is promotions. It don't matter what you're doing, exhibition, real fighters, whatever.
But you
he's
get
still
bigger.
Doing promotions. That, but I'm saying,
but
so
it
you
gets
think
bigger.
Exhibition will get fighter than what he's doing for Tank? Come on, right?
It could, because now he's
How?
Doing exhibition
Tank?
Fights.
You talking about Tank? You talking about
I'm
exhibition?
Not, you got
Hold
it.
On,
me.
Let,
you got
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm make sure let Hope get in. Let Hope get in because y'all having a good discussion.
Got
but
he got
I just
be.
Want Hope. To let
I'm get, good.
Go ahead, Hope.
Nah, Blair got it. I'm
go ahead, Hope. Oh, let's see.
Nah, I'm good.
Clear lines.
Blair got it. Let Blair in.
Well, I'll let him actually finish his point then. I was just,
no,
y'all
no I'm done. I'm done.
So
all I'm, yeah, I know. All I was saying was is that, anyway, all I was saying was Floyd's already doing promotions. He was already doing exhibition fights. He already got his team of fighters. He's already doing promotions. Logan Paul now has a new lane that he can go into. He's doing exhibitions. He's fought women. So the residual stuff that he just did for on Sunday is going to put him in more opportunities than Floyd. Floyd is already doing whatever the fuck Floyd wanted to do. He didn't add nothing by fighting Logan. He did nothing for his brand. Nothing at all. He was all his promotions did something.
Exactly.
Yes, but fighting
exactly.
Logan Paul did zero for him. But it did
but,
so much for Logan hey. Paul and what he's doing and his brand. That's my point.
Exactly,
yeah,
and then
like,
Logan Paul got to capitalize
on
that opportunity.
Hey, New York, let me just ask MX this question because I don't know. Because I look at things very simple, very very basic. So all this doesn't make any sense to me. But if you're saying promotions is promotions, but you also bring up that Logan Paul was doing a TikTok in the ring, can I say TikTok is TikTok? If you already had a huge problem on TikTok, what's the point? What's the difference of putting it in the ring versus Mayweather being promotion? What's the difference in him doing TikTok in the ring with Mayweather when he already has a big following and TikTok is TikTok? What's the difference between Mayweather doing promotions in boxing and now in the exhibition space? If promotions is promotions,
so,
ain't it all just entertainment? If he's just doing entertainment, what's the difference?
You're right. You're absolutely right. My point is that Floyd didn't have to do that to get any to gain anything. He was already doing, right? Logan was already doing, and he had the following. Logan already had the following because he gets paid for what he does in terms of his advertising and all that other kind of stuff, right? But doing that now and bringing Money Mayweather into that lane instead of his dumbass brother and doing dumbass jackass things makes it way more entertaining to non-people who just didn't even know who the hell he was until he fought Floyd Mayweather. Everybody knows what Floyd does. Everybody knows he's in that lane. He didn't all of a sudden get somebody new and that's going to be added to his portfolio. No, Logan did that. He did.
Exactly. Now people is going to realize it's just not even people like before, like it's a lot of people that know Logan Paul as far as the YouTube shit. Now that he fought Floyd Mayweather, he's going to be recognized as the person that fought Floyd Mayweather. Not only that, but he's also going to be recognized as a YouTube star that's already generated wealth through YouTube. Like, come on. Like, he's already making a name for himself, like, and like, at the end of the day. at the end of the day, regardless if it's just like a regular fight, exhibition fight, like literally Floyd's traffic as far as his fight is concerned, like you already know, if Floyd announces fight, y'all mean we going to tune into the pay-per-view. Everybody's going to pay that $60, you heard? Regardless of anything, y'all mean? But that's also generating the viewership not only to Floyd, but Floyd's fans is going to generate to Logan Paul's. And then they're going to go to Logan Paul's like anything. That this is really why they have the ESPN, the 24 fight, the 24 ESPN leading up to the fight and shit like that, so they can follow the fighters. They can follow the fighters and shit like that. So this is really the generation. They building the wealth already, literally. Like, I mean, all you got to do is just follow the steps to it. Yeah, you know I mean, no. Regardless, like Mayweather already got a name for himself. Regardless of anything, you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, look, New York. I love the energy. Whatever strain you got to keep it, and you got to keep bringing Mama New York back on. And we got like 30 seconds. We got to get out of here. Man, we didn't talk about Meghan Markle naming her daughter after a racist. So we got to talk about that next week. But it's been a good show. It's been a fun conversation, man. Great energy tonight by everybody, man. Glad to have y'all on. Shout out to Aquanoop. He had to bounce, man. He's been hitting me up for a minute talking about how much he loved the show, but he never wanted to join. So I'm glad he finally got a chance to come on tonight and have a good conversation with us. TJC, sorry, you want to say it to the people before you roll?
Night.
Nothing about Prince and his assless chaps?
We all know Prince.
He treated Carmen Electra terrible. Okay. Wheezy, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
I got nothing. Great show again, Beach Bum Gun. Thank you, sir.
My bad. Hove, anything you want to say to the people before we roll, man? Shout out to the Bucks.
Yeah, man. Giannis is one of the most overrated basketball players in the league, but shout to Chris Middleton, number one of the team.
We're going to get into that next week, man. We're going to have a conversation when these women get off here. We're going to have this that good conversation. MX or Money, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, man, I'm good.
All right, man, good talk tonight, man. Blur, you're up.
Just to put this in a little context, nobody on this call followed Logan Paul on anything after his fight with Floyd. He had 19.5 million Instagram followers in April of this year. He now has 20 million. So half a million followers. I mean, that's opportunity, I guess. Yeah, he got 500,000 followers since April. I mean, yeah. That's, I don't know what he's going to do with them now, but cool. I mean, I guess he won.
And I just go the opposite way, because if I got into a fight with you and I punch you in the face more than you punch me in the face and someone stops it and at the end you get $13 million and I get $115 million, I feel like I won. But that's my comment. New York, the floor is yours, man.
At the end of the day, y'all, me and Logan Paul drove traffic to his channel, you know what I mean? I'm never going to hate on an individual for, you know what I mean, doing their opportunities, completing their life goals. At the end of the day, you know what I mean, regardless of Logan Paul wearing the Pokemon card over his neck, look, y'all got to have certain type of respect for yourselves, you know what I mean? If you eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know what I mean? Clean the rim off the jelly, you heard? Don't try to, like, scrape the jelly off the on the sides and, like, try to screw the little jelly top on the top and make this shit, like, all sloppy and shit like that. Don't do that, especially with syrup. If you know the syrup hanging on the side, you know what I mean? Don't do that. Wipe the top off. Put it back in the cabinet, you heard? And so nobody don't have a difficult experience with no syrup or no jelly, y'all heard? Y'all mean? We want to make the jelly spread extra easy. We want the syrup for the pancakes extra easy, y'all mean? Don't make me go in the cabinet and grab jelly or, y'all mean, syrup. And it's it. and it's just hanging from the top, you know what I mean? I don't want the sticky like, residue on my thumb, you heard? But in the end of the day, you know what I mean? Hurry, At the end of the day, check your deli, check your syrup, check your mask, and all that.
Done.